Joining me is Canadian singer and songwriter Mary Garnett Edwards, who is here today to talk about her first Christmas single, Santa Won't Be Coming Around This Year, and what is next for her. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Christine. It's great to talk to you again. I'm really happy that you like my song and you're going to play it today. That's wonderful.
Yes, and congratulations. And the title of the song is Santa Won't Be Coming Round This Year. And
yes.
So what inspired you to write the song, and why Christmas?
Well, I have never written a Christmas carol before. And somebody has said to me, Mary, you know, you write very prolific kind of stories when you write songs. Why don't you write a Christmas carol? And I thought about that. It sort of ate at me. And I thought, well, Christmas is coming up. Maybe I should at least try to write a song. Maybe it won't end up turning into anything, because sometimes you go to write a song and it doesn't turn into anything. But this time it did. I started writing the song simply because I looked at how much poverty is in the world right now. And I grew up in a poor family, and my mother used to have to borrow money from the neighbors or from a friend that was close to her, and we'd have to run over there and get the money and bring it back over to my mother, and we'd be waiting for my dad, who was a truck driver, and he would have the paycheck, you know, and we had seven kids. And in the picture on my YouTube on the Christmas Carol, my mother was pregnant with my youngest brother in that picture. And I thought I needed a picture of a family, so I thought, well, I'll just put my own picture of my family. So I put that picture up. But I thought, you know, a lot of people, for them, Christmas isn't getting tons and tons and tons of presents. It's about being with family and getting one or two gifts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how does it make you feel that you've, you know, written the song? It brought back memories, right? Because it's your personal, you know, take and memories of growing up during, you know, the Christmas season.
Well, my memories of Christmas when I was young would be when I would go back to school and the kids would say, oh, I got this, and I'd go, well, I got a bride doll, and that would be all that I would get, and maybe a few little cheap little toys and a coloring book and crayons, you know? So for me, Christmas was about family, because then when family would come, they would bring gifts, and that was the best part. So that's basically what my song is about. As it's sad in the beginning, but it's about when family comes at the end. They come with pies and many toys. And right behind them, a turkey as big as Baby Dawn.
Yeah.
So, and with Papa and Grandma breaking into song. And for me, the song is part completely true, and then part it was changed because it was hard to add in. My dad was a truck driver, so we put railroad, and instead of Baby Tom, it didn't rhyme the song, so it got changed to Dawn. Tom, Dawn, rhyme. So, but it is a Facebook true story.
Yes. I mean, how long did it take you to write it?
It took me about, I'd say, 3 days of really thinking about it. You know, when I would sit down and think about what I wanted to say. And I remember one time my dad wasn't making it through on a long prairie drive, and we came out into the kitchen, and my mom's head was hanging down. And that was at Christmas Eve, actually. We didn't know if my dad was going to make it. And he actually made it. He made it at about 1:30 in the afternoon, and he had brought Christmas gifts and groceries. He was such a good guy to speak about that. And candy. We loved our candies, you know, little loved the sweets, you know, and cookies. And so my dad brought that. And so I added that part into my song when we came out with my mother with her head hanging down, you know.
Yes. I mean, and, you know, tell us about the, you know, who's involved. You do the vocals, of course, and who else? Like,
Well, I wrote the words, and some of the rhyming words was added in, like the baby Dawn. Dawn was added in by Andre's show, and anything that didn't rhyme at the end, because he's crazy about the rhyming, which I'm starting to really learn about from Andrea.
Yeah.
And so he fixed it. He fixed up the words so they would fit to the music. And then he wrote the music. And then I had to learn it. I had to learn the timing and sing it. And by the end of it, by dump, we had a Christmas carol.
Wow. And how's it feel? I mean, will you be doing another one?
I'll try, I think, by next year to do another one. But my stuff is so true light. Some people, when they hear it, they don't know how to sort of take it at first because it's so sad. It's very sad. But when you think about what's going on in the world, a lot of sadness for people that their parents are having drug problems and addiction problems, and or they're not working because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going without. So you can imagine how sad they're feeling, you know. But yes, I would love to write another song. Hopefully it won't be as sad.
Well, it's, you know, it touches people. And I feel like, generally speaking, people can relate to the song, you know, with what you said with COVID, and you know, it's a song that you know, you need to have a song like that to you know, to think about, maybe, you know, how grateful you do have it, and you listen to the song and think, my, you know, I should be more, you know, grateful, maybe, you know. You know, listening to your songs, I love your song. And what's the feedback been like so far, Mary?
Well, actually, I've been getting on quite a few radio stations. Yesterday heard that from a guy that's putting me on his country station. And yeah, it's been also it's been touching people. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people didn't know what to think, and when they heard it, they were shocked, actually. And it really did touch their heart. And they were starting to weep when they heard it, because it said it really touched them, because they came from big families that didn't have much. Like, when I was a kid, you would never, ever, ever hear us get something for Christmas and say, "I don't want that for Christmas. I wanted this." And you often hear little kids say that they didn't want what they got, and they wanted this or that or the other. And when I was growing up, when you were poor, you were grateful to get what you got.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, and Mary, is this your first release from your second solo CD? Is that correct?
Well, I'm thinking of my... I've been told that I should put this on my CD, so I think I will.
Excellent.
And I think I'll save it for the end. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on the very end of my CD, so it's the last song, and see how that goes.
Yeah, so you are working on a new... Can you tell us about what's new?
Yes. What's happening is I'm almost finished a CD that I've been making all year. And I wrote quite a few songs, and a few songs, three, I think, I've so far written with Andrea, and my music producer. And the music is heavy hitting this time, a lot more so. I've got some really beautiful love songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a few old style, like I like to do the old style country and western. Mm-hmm. You know, I like things in that era from when I was youthful and young. I'm turning 65 in February, on February 21st. So I came from that generation of the real old style country and western. Mm-hmm. And I've written some pretty good country and western songs. I think there'll be at least two, I think, on there. And then the rest are more upbeat folk rock and rock songs and some folk songs. Some very, one or two really kind of sad folk songs that are very touching. So that's what's happened with me. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I do have a title that's in my mind. And as soon as it comes out, I'll send it to you.
I would love that, Mary. You never stop. You're so inspirational. And, you know, and to describe your voice, how would you describe, like, what has people been telling you? Because your voice, I feel it's very raspy. You know, I don't like, how would people describe your voice?
Well, I have a real true grit voice.
Mm.
And right now, even speaking, I have a rough voice just because I've been singing so much. But I have a real big, large voice that's a gritty voice. And so that's what my sound is naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I do skip notes in my voice, and that are very, very pretty. My CD is called White Lightning.
Yes.
And I am on YouTube, and I'm on iTunes and Spotify. There are some downloads that have been taken by the Russians that you can find online. It's okay. But I like my music because there's something real and touching about what I do. And I do it from the bottom of my heart. I try my best when I do it. And there's no auto-tune on my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to keep doing it. I've almost got a third CD made too.
Oh.
So when I went in and did so much singing, we decided to cut that into two more CDs because I have written so many songs.
Yes.
And then I did a good cover of, I did a really good cover of House of the Rising Sun. And
wow.
I thought it really needed to be sung in a big way, in a real gritty, heavy way. So I don't know whether I'll be releasing that on my first CD or my second one. But I did it in a style that's way olden days. And I thought I would do it justice. That's the only reason why I did it. And I always used to sing that song. And so I hope when people hear it, that they like the way I did it.
Yes. And, you know, Mary, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just that I am, you know, waiting for the CD to be finished up with all the different people that are being added on there with instrumental. A lot of slide guitar and different aspects of steel guitar and, you know, other instruments that are going on there some cello, and I don't know if there'll be violin except for on that Christmas song, but there might be. So I don't know yet. And I'm working with the same men that I worked with before that were my studio players. Norm Fisher is the bass player, and Daryl Havers is the keyboard player, and Pat Stewart on drums, and Andreas Scholz on guitars, and producer. Andreas is my producer, and I love working with him. And he gets me, but he gets me because he worked with two other really big, heavy singers. Mm-hmm. One of them being Hans Zimmer, and the other being Long John Baldry.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy McDonald. Kathy McDonald passed away, but her vocals were amazing, heavy singer. So when I went to see Andreas, he just knew what to do with me, because I find other guitar players I've worked with, besides my husband was good with me, but I found before that I had guitar players that wouldn't know what to do with a big vocal, so they would pack on tons of leads on top of me,
mm-hmm.
and bury me, you know. And with Andreas doesn't do that, actually. He encourages that big vocal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So.
Yes. And I've read, like, you know, your voice is, you know, somewhere between Kim Carnes and Rod Stewart. So it's your voice is beautiful, if I may say. So I just think what you're doing is wonderful, Mary.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate that you would play my song and love it like you did. I didn't expect any response, really, because it's old style, my song, and it's a very sad song. So I didn't expect people to even grasp it, you know, but it's really nice that they are, you know, that they're grasping it.
Yes, because, I mean, it's like you listen to it and it is... I think, you know, it's just, it hits me because it makes me think of my, you know, my grandparents, and it also, you know, just, I'm just very grateful for what I have, you know, and it just, I think that's what I'm trying to say, Mary. So.
Yeah, it's true. It's that time of the grandparents, and we don't realize how hard it was in the older time.
Mm-hmm.
For parents to work and to be able to supply money in the home to feed their kids. And they didn't have birth control,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so they had kid after kid after kid. And that's really hard to support. That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yes.
So to be able to have a holiday, everybody's like, hey, Christmas, get the tree, decorate it, you know. Everything costs money.
Yes.
You know, and so that's a hard thing. It's a hard part of life when you look at how much we have grown up with. We have cell phones, television, the internet. We can go to the store almost anytime we want and buy clothing, even if it's at a Value Village. Our parents didn't have a Value Village.
Yes.
You know, there were thrift stores in the olden days until probably about the 1950s and 60s and the 70s, too. It was like, you know, people didn't realize that in the olden days, when my mother was growing up, she survived the Great Depression. But they had 14 kids.
Wow.
And out of 14 kids during the Great Depression, 7 lived.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's just, wow.
And so we really take for granted that we can go out and buy a bottle of wine to have with dinner. You know, our parents didn't have that. My mom, with my dad being a truck driver, he would only get loads at certain times. And when you've got 7 kids to feed, that's a huge stress. So that really affected me. And, you know, it's really funny. I barely decorate for Christmas. I think that really affected me, being poor. You know, I look at Christmas time in a way like it's sad. Like it's a sad thing for me because, you know, everybody else would be getting the turkey and then this and that. And sometimes we wouldn't have turkey, you know? And so I just really feel for people right now that are going through that. There's so many people in the world right now that are starving, and it's very sad, you know? Yes. I feel very sad for them. It touches my heart when people will give to their relatives that don't have enough. If you've got relatives and they've got little kids and they don't have enough, go over there with presents. Go over there with treats. Go over there with some food. Bring them a bottle of wine, sit down with them, and hang out and rejoice and love them. Because some people don't have that. They don't have relatives that are helping them. And, you know, you're going to be looked at later on the other side. We only have a short time of life. Life goes by so fast. And, you know, it's a good thing to give. It's a good thing. You might say, well, I went past the Salvation Army thing and I put a loony in there. That's good. But if you have kids in your family and their parents are suffering, get in there and help them out.
Yes.
Help them.
Yes. And, you know, it's the song that you wrote. It's healing too, right? I mean, would you say, Mary, like,
I say that there's a message behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a message of love your family because, yeah, you know, really in life, there isn't any Santa. The Santa that's coming is the Santa of the family in the door and the people that are coming to give you something at Christmas to help push your family forward.
Yes. Thank you, Mary. And people want more information. Where can they go again?
They can go on YouTube to find my little song, Santa. Mama said Santa won't be coming round this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary. And I would like you to come back and speak with me.
Yeah, I would love that. I think it'll be really, really wonderful. I've got some events coming up that I would like to involve you. I talked to you about that.
Yes.
And I really think that there's some special things coming. And I can't wait for you to get your hands on my next CD.
And I can't wait either, Mary. I can't wait to interview you again. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And I hope every little kid in everybody's family gets something and gets a little present. That's what I hope.
Yes. Thank you. Merry Christmas.